When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back into First Take here at the Rouse's Market at 2900 Veterans Boulevard in Metairie. Shop and Save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. It is Saints game day, folks. Make sure you stock up on Bud Light as we get ready. Monday night action, Lambeau Field. The Saints taking on the Green Bay Packers. It's going to be a chilly evening, but it won't be so bad for the black and gold. The conditions will be in the late 20s, early 30 right. degrees. Probably maybe a chance of flurries in there, but it's not going to be single degree temperatures, which would make things brutal. But Coach Rizzi even talked about this. It's warm on the sideline. They got that jet engine heater blowing, going strong for everybody there. So I told Jeff that's my tip for him, because I got to go to that Cleveland matchup. Yeah. Make sure you hang out by that heater on the sideline most of the game. You'll be all right.
No, Deuce is still going to be cold, but he's going to be up in the press box. That's going to be all good. No, I mean, I think when we initially looked at this game, Steve, when the schedule came out back in, what was it, like May or June or whenever it was? Yeah. I think it was May. We were like, okay, this is like the cold weather game that you're going to have to worry about. And Bobby had this real cool stat, and I'm sure he'll talk about it, but it doesn't really matter now. Derek Carr in his career has really struggled in cold weather. But now,
don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, exactly. Spencer Rattler is going to be the guy tonight, and we'll see him kind of in this first real cold weather game. But even though it's not that bad.
A guy that spent time in New Orleans and Green Bay, fullback John Kuhn, he sat down with Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas during Fans in the Pro on Friday, getting some insights about this Packers bunch going into the matchup. Well, here's Haas and Deuce with Kuhn, a little bit of that as we continue here on First Take.
Two teams, I don't want to say headed in different directions, but kind of fighting two different battles. And kind of tell me what you have seen, just how this team, Green Bay, fighting through some injuries. You know, you talk about your quarterback missing a couple games there, and then he's been able to be phenomenal. And then defensively, you having different guys miss a little time, but, you know, defensively, you're still making plays. Just talk a little bit about this team, how this season has kind of unfolded so far for them.
It's been a rocky start to the season for the Packers, but they've seemed to found their way, as they always do with Matt LaFleur. You know, we like to think that around Thanksgiving, that's when you start to see what a Matt LaFleur football team is capable of doing. Even last year, when they won the four out of the last five games to get in the playoffs, they did that at the end of the season, right? And they didn't just cruise through a year kind of the way that people would look at this 10-4 record and say they cruised through the year. Well, it wasn't really cruising. There was bumps along the way. They had to win three games with a backup quarterback. They were able to do just that. It's been a really creative year out of the offensive side, figuring out how Josh Jacobs was going to fit into an offense with so many weapons at wide receiver, and he's having a spectacular year. So I think offensively, the Packers are just starting to hit their groove now as we speak. And defensively, you know, we've had some guys that are injured. We'll see if Jaire Alexander comes back to play in this football game this week. He's a big key to what this defense is capable of doing. He's a big reason why teams have been able to move the football against the Packers in recent weeks. So I think the Packers are just starting to play their best football as this second season is on the horizon.
Yeah, and then you look at the division, like you talked about, a team that's 10-4 and still hadn't technically qualified for the playoffs, but look at the other teams in your division that you're fighting against, and you know that is also motivation for you in a sense as well, correct?
Yeah, I think it's a very slim chance, if anything, that the Packers are anything but a wild card team at 10-4. So they've had this season that on paper looks great, but they still have to win a couple games here down the stretch to to ensure that they are in the playoffs? And then, like, where can they be seeded? Right? The Lions, with all of their injuries, could they possibly have a slip up here down the stretch? Minnesota, we get another crack at them next week. But really, the next game up is the New Orleans Saints. And, you know, the one thing this team has done this year, from time to time, and they played with their food, so to speak. Last week in Seattle, had them on the ropes, were looking to make a knockout punch, couldn't quite do it, and then we had a drive in the second half with the Seahawks, having a chance to make that thing a close game before the Packers intercepted it, scored a touchdown on a fourth down call. So, I mean, they've done that from time to time. They've kind of played down to their level. And listen, New Orleans defense is nothing to sleep on. They are still that dominant defense that you remember them to be, or at least they can be. They have that capability in them. So it's one of those games that if you don't take them seriously, you can get caught slipping.
When I watch the Seattle game and I'm watching it going, my goodness, I don't think
that was John Kuhn talking about the fans.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fantastic rookie, second-round pick, Edrin Cooper for the Packers. And, man, they have done a heck of a job drafting. There's a lot of young talent that they've stocked over the last couple of drafts that are really, you know, playing up to their status.
Yeah, Edrin Cooper, once again, a Covington native, so some local flavor. But second-round pick out of Texas A&M. And, you know, he is the definition of a stat stuffer. Like, he just stuffs the stat sheet as a rookie linebacker. He does everything. He's so fast. He's all over the field. And he's making his impact felt. In 11 games so far, Steve, he's got 59 tackles, 3.5 sacks, 7 tackles for loss. And then, you know, I mean, that's good enough for a rookie linebacker. That's already great numbers. But then he just adds, you know, 4 passes defense and a pick. So, once again, stuffing the stat sheet so far in his young career. Very promising linebacker, as Kuhn said. And obviously, someone that watches him every single week is very high on him.
as a rookie, he's made his impact felt, and the Saints are going to have a game plan to kind of slow him down because he can be a game wrecker on defense.
And talking to some of the Green Bay Packers beat writers, they're not even overloading him with snaps. It's kind of really been relegated and limited his action, too.
Right, and it's going to be interesting to see how much action he does get tonight because Quay Walker is going to be out, one of their starting linebackers. We'll have to see how that kind of plays out. One other thing, Steve, is as far as their defense goes, the sack numbers. They have 40 sacks this year. That's a good defensive front, but the sack production's all over the place. Like, Rashawn Gary leads them with 6.5, but then you also have, once again, as we mentioned, Edgerrin Cooper. You know, they got Preston Smith contributing, Devontae Wyatt, their defensive tackle's got 4. Quay Walker, who's not going to be playing tonight, has 2.5 on the season. They have a bunch of different guys that have poured in a few sacks throughout the season, and that gets them up to 40 as a team. They're getting after the quarterback. And, you know, once again, if you watched how they played defense against Seattle and the Seahawks in their last primetime game, I mean, they were getting after him. And so it's a little bit nerve-wracking for the Saints' young tackle tandem trying to keep their young quarterback and Spencer Rattler upright.
A little bit of news from the NFL right now. Deontay Johnson, the wide receiver that spent time with the Carolina Panthers this season, then the Baltimore Ravens. Well, now he was released by Baltimore and now has been claimed by the Texans. Obviously, after we saw that injury yesterday to Tank Dell, not good for him, you know, for Tank Dell's future, but now the Texans picking up another wide receiver and Deontay Johnson off of waivers.
And Tank Dell's knee just like exploded. It was hard to watch in that
Definitely.
Chiefs game.
And they couldn't stop him. CJ Stroud.
They couldn't stop him in that game. And so that was tough to see, as you mentioned, Steve. And Stephon Diggs already getting injured. And so now you're looking at basically Nico Collins and nobody else. So that's why they go out and get Deontay Johnson. Deontay Johnson's had a weird path this year. Like, the Carolina Panthers trade for him from Pittsburgh, hoping that he would help Bryce Young's development. He ended up just kind of being a team cancer. So they move on from him ahead of the trade deadline. They send him to Baltimore. Shockingly enough, he's still a team cancer.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So the Ravens just outright cut him. And so now the Texans, who are very wide receiver needy, they're desperate. They go out and scoop him up. And, you know, we'll see what happens. They need a receiver. And Deontay Johnson can run routes. He's a solid NFL receiver. It just kind of, you know, if you're not feeding him the amount of targets he wants, he can get a little, he's got an ego, so to speak.
Well, you got to worry about that, obviously, with a young quarterback in C.J. Stroud. You don't want to have any kind of strife there. You couldn't get along with a veteran, Lamar Jackson, and that Ravens offense. So I don't know what's going to happen, be any different here in Houston. Hopefully he's got a change of attitude for their sake.
Yeah, CJ is a very mature young quarterback, though.
Yeah.
Like, he's 23, but he talks like he's been in the NFL for a decade. So I don't think that Deontay Johnson, even if he is, once again, a team cancer, will be a negative impact necessarily on CJ Stroud's development. I know that a lot of people say that he's had the sophomore slump after such a historic rookie campaign. Really, I think it's because the offensive line hasn't played well, and so that's something that the Texans will have to bolster. But, you know, we'll see what happens with Houston as they kind of make a run for the playoffs.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.